This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Dave, remind folks why this is our music theme today.
Well, the theme is, who do you think you are? Because, we and I think the rest of the human population today are celebrating one of, if not the greatest moment in not just bowling history, but sports history in general. You would agree with that, right? I'm sure.
How about society's history?
Can we go that society's far? History when Pete Weber gave us this.
A strike to claim it. And he got it!
That is why I did it! Another five! Are you kidding me? That's right! Who do you think you are? I am!
It's just so good. I mean, I think I've heard it 80 times, and I laugh every time. Who do you think you are? I am. Just work that in often, ladies and gentlemen, later today. Meet Minneapolis. We've joked about Meet Minneapolis forever, Dave. Meet Minneapolis has a tendency to exaggerate money and numbers. They do some very good things. I'm not dismissing everything, but I mean, if we have an event that comes to town, Meet Minneapolis will tell us that brought in $74 billion.
Who says they're wrong?
Yeah.
Do you do the math?
Or, yeah, I don't have it right here. Or if there's a Taylor Swift concert, really, there are actually 5 million people downtown for the concert. So we've got another idea for downtown Minneapolis. Do we get one once a week? What's your guess?
I think that's about right.
Yeah.
It's fair. One a week. They're usually gems, so let's hear this one.
So this has just come out in the last couple hours. They want the city to be known for vibrant nightlife, bustling riverfront, modernized convention center.
Will sound good.
As a women's sports epicenter and a social justice capital. Should we just take them one by one?
Go ahead. Bullet point them, Chad.
Let's go. Let's wizard point. Vibrant nightlife.
Yes.
I'm in. Let's vibrant it up.
Yes. Who doesn't love vibrancy in their nightlife?
I mean, yeah. I might call myself vibrant from now on.
Rather you do.
North Loop, vibrant. Extraordinarily vibrant. The downtown East area, getting more vibrant by the day. The core of downtown Minneapolis, not very vibrant. Not very vibrant. Still more areas than pre-pandemic where there were crime issues, but for many of the folks who live in Lakeville and act like, you know, you get shot at 11:30 every day, 11:30 a.m. every day, that's utterly ridiculous. But North Loop is phenomenal. We need to get more areas than North Loop. Bustling riverfront. I think this is an extraordinarily valid point. Right, Dave? We in downtown Minneapolis, like we're the chief deciders. Why don't we have more restaurants and more? Are we having that amphitheater? Was that Boom Island area? Whatever. It seems like we've had about 700 amphitheaters discussed in Minnesota since I moved back in 1990. And about two of them ever come to fruition. But don't you think that is fair? That if you go up and down either the downtown side or more of the northeast side or the north side of Minneapolis, we don't have enough on the river itself.
I think that's very true. I think it's a very, very valid point that, and especially downtown, kind of just turns its back on the river, doesn't it?
And why is that? I mean, how have we screwed this up for so long? A modernized convention center. The convention center is enormous. Seems like whether it's for work or something else, I'll get over there maybe once every 18 months. Seems to function. I just don't know how different the convention center needs to be. Do you?
I don't know how you modernize it. Is it, you know, more signage and electronics and things like that?
They added to increase its competitive advantage and create a signature convention center district.
We need a district.
What? We need a convention center district? And part of the river situation, they added improved connections to the central riverfront near the post office site and the upper lock and dam. Those are cool sites. I used to live there. When I first moved back, River West Apartments, they're now condos. I live right there, and I loved it. But now we have, why am I forgetting, is Owamni?
Owamni.
Yes, exactly. You have that great restaurant there, and you have some when we get down to the Guthrie, but not nearly enough. The convention center and its district, I'm a little dubious of that. Women's sports epicenter. Okay. If we can find a way to host more women's events, which will bring people down, all for it. You know, are they suggesting we take on Indianapolis, right? Indianapolis forever, by the way. Indianapolis, not as great as most people say. But they get everything. Do we want to challenge the Indianapolises of the world? Well, part of how we'll do that, Dave, is we got to figure out what the arena situation is, because Target Center isn't that great. And it doesn't have, it doesn't compare with the revenue sources, which a number of other cities have with more modern arenas. U.S. Bank, Armory, other ways where you can have concerts and events, sure, but you got to figure out what you're going to do with Target Center. Don't you think that would be an enormous part to make it more of an epicenter?
Sure, that would help, but the good news is it's about to be surrounded by vibrant nightlife. So sure, you got that going sure for you.
And then develop a signature event that showcases Minneapolis's commitment to social justice. Is somebody trying to convince me that Minneapolis, in particular downtown Minneapolis, hasn't been committed to social justice? Like the Republicans or those who push back on social justice, have they dominated the power structure of politics in the city of Minneapolis? Have I missed that somehow?
It was in the pamphlet earlier. You must have not seen it.
We can't decide what to do with George Floyd Square almost 5 years after he was murdered. How are we going to come up with a signature event with further commitment to social justice?
Well, maybe that's just it. Maybe that's the signature event. Every year we bring in more people to throw up a new idea that we can kick around.
Yeah, we're good at kicking, aren't we?
Yeah, we can kick around. We can kick it down the path. Kick the can. We kick.
We are the messies of kicking the can and debating. So, again, let's get another play on Minneapolis. How about we try a couple of these things? Can we do that?
No. We need to discuss it, Chad, and then we can all have a vote to vote on it later.
We have plenty of people living downtown. That's not the issue. We need the safety to continue to improve. We need some people to stop lying about the facts. Some people to understand the perception of it's a shootout every single day is utterly ridiculous, but also acknowledge that we don't have enough police officers and we still have too many troubling stories which can cause objective, fair-minded people to have hesitation. What do you want to say? What do you think is the best idea to bring, how about this, Dave, not just a vibrant nightlife, but some vibrancy to the overall city? Because it's not going to be workers coming back in large numbers, because that's not happening. And you're going to have a lot of office buildings that are going to be sold for nothing and are going under, and you got to figure out what to do with those buildings, and that's a huge issue. On the Minneapolis topic, what do you want to say? 651-461-9226.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Here he is, the new czar of every single plan that has been offered up for the city of Minneapolis, Jason DeRussia.
Well, as a downtown resident, you know, I have standing here.
Do you have to pay for it to be counted as a downtown resident?
I have an address, so that's better than a lot of the goons who've been running for office lately, right?
I don't think we use the word goons.
Goons?
Enough.
I'm trying to bring it back, you know.
Yeah, because I often go with buffoons.
Yeah,
that
that's
case.
Good. I like that.
And I like it. But goons works, you know. I don't, you got to use it judiciously, but it applies. Okay, which part of this plan excites you most, sir?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I'm just, how wonderful to be like a woke hub. What a great idea. Yes. Let's do it.
That's going to bring the Lakeville suburbia folks back, don't you think?
Maybe
more
we,
woke?
I don't know. Like women's sports hub, fine. That's fine. You know. Do we have to pretend that we love women's sports? Is that the deal? Is that where we're at now? Wow. Is that what we're doing?
Is this your lead item? 307, Jason DeRusha says, get back in the kitchen. Is that your lead?
I just don't care about the professional hockey. I don't care.
Yeah. Well, there's plenty of
sports. You can only
watch
so many sports, you know?
Yeah.
I'm good.
There are plenty of male sports I don't care that much about
Same.
Either. Right. We have quite a few women's sports events already. We just had the Big Ten Championship.
Yeah.
Okay.
But establishing us as the number one city for women's sports, good idea, right? Because bringing events in, we got to bring events in. And if you can get people to visit and stay in hotels and then they go out to eat, like that's good, good, good. Very good. So it's a good idea. And there's an opening, you know? Like, who else is your competitor there? Like, I think that's a good idea. You have to think a little bit about what other cities are doing. Like, for a long time, I was saying we need to beat the drum a little better about how good our restaurant scene is. Well, I think the moment is past. Every mid-sized city has a good restaurant scene.
I think that's fair. And as I said in the last segment on women's sports, when you have an arena that they started building in 1989 and doesn't have the same revenue sources, you are competing for revenue. That's just a fact.
Yep.
And Target Center doesn't have that. And just on the social justice side, downtown Minneapolis and social justice, or the city of Minneapolis and social justice, is discussed almost every day.
Well, if you're,
where are we,
if you're
going
to embrace us as the catalyst, like, shouldn't we actually have to do something? Like, so far, we're the catalyst for, like, action. Did we start the modern civil rights movement by killing a man? Like, what is, I guess, like, what are we claiming here?
Yeah.
It's a if you want to build a civil rights museum or do something like that, I don't know. Like, maybe that makes
sense. Sure. That's fine. How about we figure out the third precinct and George Floyd Square, where we actually build something before the year 2035. That's honestly my over-under.
I mean, I'll be honest. Our reputation as it relates to social justice is a reputation of absolute dysfunction and failure. So, I don't know. Maybe the hope is over the next decade we'll do some things and then we can hang our hat on it, but I don't know.
The individuals who used to come downtown more often, the idea that we're going to delve in more social justice, that's not bringing them down more. That's my opinion, and I think it's borderline a fact, don't you?
I think the only question is could we be a draw? And I don't know. I'm open, but I sound a little skeptical.
Do we have all the money for this just laying around, too? Did I miss that?
Well, you know, I mean, a 10-year plan should be aspirational. I guess I wouldn't get too worried about that.
Well, everything in the city of Minneapolis is a 10-year plan. That's one of the benefits.
That's true.
Jason is next. Stay tuned. Next 3 hours here on CCO.